Chesam and Bay is by the Mishnah. Shlashim Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Prata b'nei Chachamim Mikim was Tavarav. So Elazar ben Prata presented three halachas, and Chachamim accepted his points and said they were correct. So he said the following: Al Ir Shehikifa Karka, so the city which is in siege. Well, Sina Hamuturefes Bayam, a ship which is being caught in a bad storm. Well, Yurtz Alidoin, and the person who's being judged, capital punishment. Shehem Becheses Kiyamin, and they have sent a shliach to give the get. So the shliach is able to give the get, assuming that the husband is still alive. Well, Irsha Kavsha Karkim, the siege has been broken, and the enemy, well, it's not correct. The siege has been successful, and the enemy has entered the city. Mishina Shavta Bayam, that we've heard that the ship has sunk. Vayetzi the Horeg, and he's been sentenced to death. So we have to machir both directions. So in a case where there was no get, so bas silakai and bas kainly yisrael lo shechel b'tshuva. So it would be relevant. If bas yisrael marries a kohen, she has to be concerned her husband is dead and she can't eat tshuva. A bas kainly yisrael, as long as her husband dies with no children, she reverts back to the status of eating tshuva based on her father's home. And her husband's still alive, so she can't eat tshuva. So her machir both directions. Okay, so Rashi, Karkim is Motzer, it's a siege, Ketmetagamin, and Karkimin. Motzerefesh, Vadayin Lotov, it hasn't sunk, but it's being battered by the storm. We eat him at Dinin Yafashis. He's going to be judged in a case of capital punishment. We can give the get, assuming he's still alive. In a case where it's already of the, or Yotzele Horeg, or it's of the Bayam, so then, Chumrichayim, Chumrichayim, also, Sabas is still a Kayan. She can't eat because we're worried about Chumri Mesim. That he's potentially going to, he's dead, so she can't eat. Bas currently Yisrael, Chumrichayim, we have to say maybe he's still alive. She can't go back to her father's home to eat Truma because she's married to Yisrael.
What kind of aegis do you need to affirm that the person is still alive?
Bavada, you mean?
Yeah.
It would be a little bit hard. I mean, because of the time lapse, it's always going to be hard. I saw him alive 3 hours ago.
Yeah, but after the storm, I heard, you had that shipwreck, but he, somehow was saved.
Well, the hips are fine saved. Well, we saw from the shore that he was clinging to a plank is one answer. Well, we saw him make it to shore alive is another answer. Yeah, I'm not sure.
No, someone says, I saw him, he's in the hospital, he's fine now.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Right, but do you need one person to be a katan, for instance?
You know, what level of aidus do you need?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. The question you're asking is, how much of a chazaka do we say that you have to, that there's a concern over here that we have to override it. There's a real bona fide suffix. You need to aid him or not. I'm not sure. I mean, the more is going to flesh it out a little bit. Let's see if there'll be too much. The more case is usually the other way around. The case where when he made that he's dead.
The case 12?
The more to Kosos is the other direction.
What?
Okay, let's see. Amar Yosef, Lashon Lebeves and Shay Yisrael, that. That the case of Yetzel Horeg, so we have to give Mechum Rechayim, it's on the Bezin Shay Yisrael. On the Bezin Shalom, and the Bezin has judged him, the Misa, we have a concept of that if anybody comes up with a schus to save him, we re-adjudicate the case. So we don't know for sure, just because the Bezin Paskin that he's Chai Misa, it doesn't mean there wasn't somebody, and there's a halachic concept of trying to find a sus. And even if the Nidin has, like he says, I have what to argue for myself, we go back to Bezin to see, you know, maybe he has a good argument. We do that three times. So, so the fact that Bezin judged him doesn't mean for sure he's dead. Bezin shall the chachavim kimin the gomer le dino the ktola mikto katli le. So once we know for sure that he's been judged, that he's chai misa, we have to assume that he's been killed. That's Rabbi Yosef. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says to Rabbi Yosef, Bezin shall the chachavim nami. The Maccabi Shechada. Well, on the other hand, you can pay off the Bezin to decide not to kill him. So Malay, Sarbiyasa said back, Ki Shakli, that which they will take, Shechad, is Maccabi Delachtim, Percy Shanmag, before they sign the final decision. The boss of the Mikhtam, Percy Shanmag, Lashaku. Then they don't take anymore. Fine. Mesve, Kobokim Shiam, the Stam Yermer, Edamon, as Pish Plony, Shinigma Dinah, Bebezin, Bezdin Shaplony, the Plony, Plony, Adob, the Reza Yahoreg. So the case where the Nidan ran away, and he is found somewhere else, if there are Adam who can testify in the second place, that we witnessed the decision of the Bezin where he was had been judged, and who are the Edom about it, etc. So the Bezin here will check the Edom, make sure that the Edom, what the Edom is saying is true. But once that they verified that the Edom, what the Edom said is true, they're testifying about the Chi of Misa, the previous Bezin. And so the halachah is Reish Yehoreg. So the Bezin here can kill this person based on the testimony of the Edom. Well, why don't we say that, yeah, that's true, but maybe after they left Bezin, they came up with the sus? The answer is they assume once there's a decision, they're not coming up with any susim. So then over here, Bezin Shal Yisrael should be the same as Bezin Shal Akko. Once there's a decision, they've got to kill him.
How do you know this guy ran away? Is that part of the Exodus?
Pashas. So where it says, don't very shiny. So if they're there, yes, we say that maybe that there was some attempt to try and to be mezakeh him. Once he's bereach, so Bezin is not, well, he was bereach obviously at the point where he was still chayv misa, because if they found the schus, he's not chayv misa. So the question was, did Bezin sit there and try and think about schus from after he was bereach? Why should they do that? So, but if the person's in front of us and we're about to, and we're in the situation where we're supposed to kill him, there's a possibility that Bezdin will find us loose. Atoshma. Shema be Bezdin shel Yisrael shayarim. Each plenty mace. He's putting that rug. So Bezdin is saying we had a situation where a person died or a person was killed. See, the Bezdin actually killed him. They punished him. Or the person who received Malchus, Rashi says, and then the person died due to the Malchus. So the Bezdin is saying, under our watch, this is what happened. So you see it was Ishtar. So that that's a validatus, and the wife can remarry. Mikum kuman tzurisin shalom de kachavim. That the executioner say ish pony mace, ish pony narag. I see it was Ishtar. So they can't marry. So what's the case? We're contrasting the case of the Yisrael to the case of the Goy. The case was that they said we saw him actually die. They were saying the Goy is not believed. And verse says, why? When a Goy is not testifying, but he's just talking, so the Goy is believed. So the extra says, you know, I killed him. He's not testifying, he's just, you know, talking about the latest news in town. So that he's Mehemen for that. So what does it mean? Ella my love. So Ella love, aren't we forced to say when the Brisa says mace means Yerchalomus and Nereg is Yerchalihoreg. So that we're saying that the Bezdin said we know that he's been taken out to be killed. But they didn't say that we know that we actually executed him. And by Yisrael, that's believed. By Goy, that's not believed. And the Talmud of Bezdin Shay Yisrael, you see, it was Ishtar. Now, Tosis says we didn't gain everything because we said before the point by Bezdin Shel Akum, once they decide that he's going to be taken out to be killed, for sure they're going to kill him. So why over here by the Goy is he not believed? So Tosis says, Bam Tosis says that Kiddush of the Tosis second Pshat is the Kiddush of Mesiach Vitumai. That's believed. Chazal only gave that nemanus once it's actually dead. I saw him dead. Chazal in the Hilchos Eidus Isha of Mace, they gave nemanus to a goy to say that when they actually witnessed that the person is actually dead. But a goy is Mesiach Vitumai they took him out to be executed, but I didn't actually witness the death. They didn't give him the motives to see to that case. So that's why the Goy is not believed. So the Mora says over here, you see that a Yisura, which is, says Yotzele Harig, we assume that he's dead. Not like Rabbi Yosef. Mora says Loilam Meis Mamish Venerig Nerig Mamish. The case was that the Bryce, according to Rabbi Yosef, the Bryce is that they're testifying that we saw witnessed the actual death. So then, our question is: the Kamarta, the Chavosei Gabei Pechamim Mamayloi. So, if that's the case, or the parallel case by the Goy, why is it not believed? Or Kaim Alon the Chol Masil Bitumai Hamuni Mehemne. So, more Zehani Mili Bimusad Loshachibei. Of Milsa the Shakibay of the Latsuke Shikrayu. This is his job. He's the executioner. So of course he's gonna say that I killed the guy. And maybe, well, you weren't effective and the guy survived. Yeah, but I'm not gonna tell anybody that. That's my job. Right? So if a bystander says, "Wow, we saw him killed," so yeah, that's they're telling over a story. The sikh v'tumah they believe, but the individual who's involved in the situation himself, he's not believed. Okay. Sirashi. Lo shonu the yetsu lahorig noisin lov kumri may chayim. That we concern that maybe we take into consideration the person is still alive. We're not concerned about that, but we're taking that into consideration. Al bezin shal Yisrael the lachar gemar din. Even after the gemar din zimin the chazal eschusa umasir noisay kadamina v'midik gemar din asus ratzum amidoy. So we have the rider ready to run out to stop them to stay the execution. Persi Shanmag is Loshan Parsi who psaked in. It's this Persian word for the final judgment. Come welcome. Reshach is a Misha Nigmar dinner of Borach. So if the person is Nigmar dinner, then he's Borach. So if come welcome, Shayam the Shnaim Yammer, Midon is each plenty, Shanigmar dinner of a message of plenty, Horezi Horek. So this person says, yeah, they came to the final decision. They never made it, got the family, but who said there wasn't a schus afterwards? We have to assume that we see from this that the finding of schus is not common. And therefore, even though that's true, the law is if we find a schus, we address it, but we're not making the kosher for a possibility because it's uncommon. Versus Brach Shani. Each plenty mace, Mebezin, Mises after he died, a natural, you know, not a, he wasn't executed, he died. Gagain Mishaloka, Mishana, Mebezin, Kershim Salakipa, so they don't kill him, but they, they leave him to die. I'm sorry. So the Rashi's the case was the case of the Bezin didn't kill him, but the Bezin was a party to the death. So they say, well, we know that he died. Nerag, Echamar Mises Bez the Mises. I don't remember the cases over there. Tiris almost his name, but I don't remember the cases. Kuman Teresin, Memurim Lehareg, the executioners. You see, Ishtoi, Hakamu Perak Basil Yubamis, Ibekabim, Basil Vitu Mois, Kashalayt is Isha. Chazal said that we can accept the statement of a goy if he's saying it not in the context of testimony. So most of the case was that they're saying there was a psak din. We told you Abi Yisrael, Yasiu, and the woman is allowed to remarry. We're not worried that maybe Bezdin found the schus. Bekash Rabbi Yosef. Worse than all the case was, he said that they died. So why is the going not believed? It's only it's not something which he can boast about. The Shakiba he's boasting about how good of executioner he is. So they're not believed. I mean the shaker. Says, you know, he'll come and say, I saw, even though reality is he didn't kill him, but since it's people will believe him that he's the one who did it, they'll say he did it, say that he's dead. Okay, that's version number one. Of Rabbi Yosef, Ikad the Amri, bottom line of the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yosef, Lo Yishanu, Al Bezin Shalav Dechachavim. Al Bezin Shal Yisrael, Kiman the Nafikle Dino the Ketala Katli Le. So it's all the way around. That would you say that by the Goy, we give a possibility of Chumrei Chayim? It's Al Bezin Shal Goy. Al Bezin Shal Yisrael. The chance of them finding a schus afterwards is so minimal that we have to assume that he's dead. Bezos Yisrael is part of their responsibility is to try and find a sus. It means they tried as hard as possible to find a sus, and they didn't find any. So we have to assume that there's not. That we will assume that the probabilities are very, very low they're going to find a sus in those few moments afterwards. So, maybe the messenger Yisrael also, there's a possibility to find the schus. So he answered back, Ki chazel le schusa, mikame delig merdina. Vasa gemardina, su lo chazel le schusa. The chances of them finding the schus after gemardin are extremely minimal. Let me say, so now we're going to bring these rayas the other direction. We're not kosher for any skusim. Probabilities are there's no skus. There's no raya. Maybe we are kosher for skus. Not in the case of Berea. Toshma, some of the bezin she saw. So I remember each planning maize, each planning erag. You see, it was each day. So the Brisa says that with bezin she saw, we assume that he's dead. Mikum terisim shalav zechavim. Each planning maize, each planning erag. Oh, you see, it was each day. So what's the case? My maize, my erag. Ilay me maize, my mish, erag, my mish. This was the gabbai zechavim. My, you see, it was each day. How came along? Come see the vitumay hamuni mehemni. If he's saying that we saw actual death, they should be believed. Elav meis means yotzalamus. Menerig is yotzali horig. Could a messenger you saw? Yes, he was ishto. It's a right to Yosef. Right, and then by goy takanat, and that's like mamish. Rabbi Yosef said, "Where's no? Lo'alim still raya? Because I can tell you meis mamish. Menerig nerig mamish. The chwasi gabim chabim amai loy. But came on the chol masil vitumay hemuni mehemnil. Hani mil mitzol shagibay. I'm mitzol shagibo obid lachzuke shikrayu." The Rashi, Lo Yishon, the bottom Rashi and Chav Chesam Beis. The Nosei Lov Krum Rechayim. Al B'din Rav Dechachavim, the Shakti Shechado. So according to this version, Rabbi Yosef felt that the possibility of Shechado was strong enough to say that he might be alive still. So by Bezim Shechado, Yisrael, Sulo, Chazel, Yisrael, Klar Melo Shkiach, not that they're not allowed to, or not that they can't, it's that they probably won't because there's nothing left to talk about. Lo shkiach, it's not common. We're not mukhiv to be take that as a possibility. Okay. It's the end of that type of conversation. Now the more goes back to the Dinei Shlichus. I'm not sure why it's here. Maybe get back to sell the call or raise the mashach will be yadach. So he brings the get back to sell, there's no dinner of funny at the funny nachdam, so he can make another shliach. So he became ill. The shliach can appoint another shliach. If, however, the Baal told the Shliach, I want you to retrieve item X from the woman, so then the Shliach cannot appoint another Shliach for the get, because there's a second Shlichus over here, which he's told the two, do the two. The Baal wants the Shliach to retrieve something from the woman, so he's makbid that there shouldn't be somebody else, because they have a rule, Shein Ritzena Shein B'Tena B'Yadachir, that a Shimer who is appointed by the Baal cannot transfer his to another person, because we have to assume that the mafkid has expressed a trust in him. He has no right to turn around and give it to somebody else, because maybe he doesn't want the mafkid doesn't want that the item should be for anybody else. That's the rule of Bava Metzia. The Mora says that Bava B'nai Beisoi, he's not makben on, unless he say explicitly, because we assume that when you give it to a Sharmer, you understand that sometimes the Sharmer himself needs to sleep, or to a bathroom, whatever it is, so he'll give it to somebody else, to one of the members of the family. But an outside individual, he has no right to transfer over the Shemir, because I said I trust you, I didn't say I trust him. So here also, the Baal wants the item back, which means he's trusted this person. So now we have to assume the Baal is makbid, that he wants Dafke him to be the shliach. Then the shliach cannot make another shliach for the get either. So Rashi, maybe get me the Eretz Yisrael. Shein tzarich l'omer mefonei nechtav v'nechtam. So he doesn't need to, at the moment of giving the get, address mefonei nechtam. The more we're talking about the chutz l'oretz, they would go through a bezin process like we had before. He became ill. So the shliach number one can appoint the second shliach. He does not need the process of bezin to do that. If the husband told the shliach, "Told you, Haymen Chavetz Pony, Shatitin Law, as a Kishatin wants to get, so when you give her the get, I expect you to retrieve item X. Lo Yishalchena Beyadacher, he cannot be send the Beyadacher." Okay.
They would know.
Amr of Khan, this halacha of Mishnah is only true if there's an onus that he became ill. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Okay? So what's Rav Khan adding? Mor says, because I would have thought to think mistakenly that who would be an Avagavdal Lechol? There's a rule that a shliach can make another shliach. And therefore, if for whatever reason the first shliach decides he doesn't want to do the shliachus, he can give it to somebody else. But in general, that's, you know, if a person with makabel shliachus, he'll do it. Must be there's an artist, but it wasn't. That's not necessary halachically. Kamash Rulon. So it comes from Khan and says no, that it has to be specifically that there was an onus, and otherwise he's not allowed to give it to somebody else. So what's the scenario which they're discussing, that we have we're assuming that there's a level of hakpada of the Baal. Go back a step. The moral condition we had way back when, right? That the moral condition possible that Shia can make a shliach. The power of the Shia to make a shliach is not from the Baal. That's part of the shliach's power. So the reason why Shia over here can't make, we're saying he can't do it, because there's a hakpad of the Baal, and that the halach is that the hakpad of the Baal does affect the power of the shliach to do that. The second shliach is the shliach of the Baal. I don't want him to be my shliach, so he's not your shliach. The shliach is empowered to make another shliach. The more it makes a drush over there, that we could have understood without the pasuk that the power of, that the Baal has the power to get somebody to represent him, and that person now is that person is not him. So how is that other person supposed to make somebody to represent the Baal? So come to us and says, no. The shliach is empowered to make another shliach, which means that. How do we say that? So Reuven appoints Shimon to deliver his get. So for the purpose of giving the get, Shimon represents Reuven. But the point of deciding who should give the get, Shimon doesn't represent Reuven. So Shimon is Reuven's representative. How does Levi become Reuven's representative? Because so Shimon says, I want him to be. That's very nice. But who are you? Well, I'm the shliach. Yeah, you're a shliach. You represent the Baal for one thing, to give the get. To be the decisor who should give the get, you're not the Baal. So how do you appoint somebody else? How do you make that other person now? Only the Baal can make somebody else's representative. So let's say the Baal comes over to the Shliach and says, listen, I'm giving you two jobs, two shlichas. Shliach number one is deliver the get. Shliach number two is appoint somebody to give the get for. You're my shliach to make a shliach. Okay, so he has two jobs. He didn't give him two jobs, he only gave him one job. So who he can make another shlichus. So the, yeah, he could do that. But comes along, the Gemara says, but if there's a hakpat on the Baal, he doesn't want that, he can't do that. So either could we assume that the Baal is nichole normally, well, he says, I'm not, he's not nichole. Or you cannot make that other person the shlich of the Baal against the rutzen of the Baal. Either way you say it, so not, but you can't do it. Well, I made you, I don't want somebody else. Well, if you're right, I understand. Okay, fine. No, 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 just excuse me, what are you doing? You can't make somebody else my shliach. So it's not like part of the Baal. The Morris says, well, where do we see like part of the Baal? Do we see in the original language of the Baal? That's the Morris' next question, the Morris' going to deal with. Do we see it in the language of what he's saying? Let's leave that for tomorrow. Okay.